serve him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for Yahweh. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for Yahweh. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for Yahweh. Well, I told him that I was gonna serve him till I die.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight here on WWCR around the world. Glad to have you in here. We've got a great program. Want you to stay tuned, call a friend, and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on the air tonight. You don't want to miss tonight if you're concerned not only about your soul salvation, but also your physical health. And the Bible said, I would above all things that you prosper and be in good health. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the love of money and the pursuit of money, which men on the earth think brings happiness, and we know that's not true. Very few people that's rich are happy. They're just trying to get more riches, and they make the life of the poor miserable. Well, did you know that the Bible prescribes, if you will, or it tells us that in the last days that wheat and barley and crops of sustainable foods that will have a intervention with those that love money. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to the sixth chapter where the seven seals are open, and I'm going to give you a particular verse as a text, and then we're going to lay a gestalt as we talk about tonight our message entitled Genetic Modified Foods, or GMF. That's going to be the title of our message. And when he had opened the third seal, verse 5 of chapter 6 of Revelation, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what does that mean? A pair of balances. Well, we know that balances needs to be balanced. And that's what the balances were for, to make equal weight or distribution between soul and spirit, if you will, and the body. These has to be equalized. You cannot serve the Creator sick and a diseased body. And although it's not that goes in the body that defiles the intentions or the spirit of the heart, it does make the physical man responsible for what goes in. For what goes in other words, the old saying is, good quality going in will produce good quality coming out. If you're sick and disabled and you have bloated kidneys from drinking the wrong thing, and you have intestinal problems by eating the wrong foods, and your heart is clogged with cholesterol and things of this nature, in the last days, ladies and gentlemen, whatever diet that man has been put on and whatever they have done to the food has done serious damage. In the last 50 years, there has been an increase of cancer and heart attack. The Bible said in the last days, men's hearts will basically fail them. And the number one leading cause of death is heart trouble. It's what's going in, the quality of the foods, the fuel, if you will, going into our bodies is causing wrecking, if you will, havoc. Now listen as I read. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat. A measure. What does that mean? Well, we're going to find out tonight that man, in genetic modification, has measured against the wisdom of the Creator who created these food substances for our nourishment and for the health and for the prosperity of our being. They've measured out by intervening in the genetic code, the DNA code of these plants. Oh my, you don't know what's going on in the laboratories. You're going to be appalled tonight as we start a series on the genetic alterations of our food chain. And then we're going to prove to you tonight that a measure of wheat in the balance, they have changed the balance, ladies and gentlemen, of the DNA structure of the very plant or the fibers themselves, and they have spliced in other genes into these plants that are alien, what meant in the original creation. And three measures of barley for a penny. Now, this is an unbalanced diet that I see that man has come upon. Now, if you continue reading verses 7 and 8, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse that followed him, the black horse, and death and hell followed him. Oh, my. Death and hell followed this balance measuring act that man has put upon us, and I do believe that genetic modification of the structure of God's given plants. If you go back to Genesis chapter 1, and you read the diet, the Bible says that we should eat the products of the plants that have the seed bearing in themselves. Now we got seedless watermelons. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, you should never eat a seedless watermelon. You say, oh, but they're so tasty. Mm-hmm. With the modification, ladies and gentlemen, of the genetic structure of the original watermelon, man has taken, because it's too much trouble for the consumer to pick out the seeds and eat the melon. And so then, what's the alternative here? Well, remove the seeds. Bring in a genetic flaw into the watermelon. Although it has 95% of its capacity as a watermelon or an original bearing seed, now all they've got to do is figure out how to mute the seed gene in the watermelon, and there they have taken care of it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a small portion of the things that they have done in genetic modification. Why are we going to stop in the dangers of genetically modified food? Well, we're not going to. Let me give you a list here of some of the things that you could consider genetically modified. I could give you 50 harmful effects of genetically modified foods, and would cover the basic building blocks, if you will, the government pyramid. Enough meats and enough grains and enough liquids and enough fruits. in the government recommendation. But did you know that over right now, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that largely between 1997 and 1999, just a few years, gene-modified ingredients suddenly appeared in two-thirds, listen to me, two-thirds of all of the U.S. processed foods in a short 2 years' time, two-thirds of all U.S. processed foods has been altered to contain a certain genetic reasoning for put them in. Now, if I was to mention some of the companies, and we'll get into those major players on the world scene that is controlling these genetic splicing of the plants, trying to monopolize, if you will. For instance, I'll give you an example. The farmers of the country, and let me give you a staggering number of acres. Over 80 million acres is now devoted to genetic farming. 80 million acres. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you was to compete against these 80 million farmers that are using the hybrid seeds, not the original seeds, ladies, a hybrid is something that's been modified. Now, I don't know where you know this, but applications for experimental genetically modified organisms have been filed with the U.S. Patent Office since a single U.S. court ruling in 1997 allowed for the first time the patenting of life forms for commercialization. Since then, thousands and thousands and thousands of applications for these patents to be applied to genetically alter the foods that we eat, these ingredients of processed foods, ladies and gentlemen, meaning not original. How could you compete against a farmer over in the next field that's growing a yielding corn? Let's say that you're raising corn. We'll get back to the wheat and the barley here just in a moment and a just measure. But how could you compete against a farmer that is growing, let's say in this instance, a corn as it is hybrid, and they're growing 10 bushels, 20 bushels, 50 bushels, 100 bushels more per acre than you could grow in the original. And the market is for those who are selling the genetically modified foods for companies have bought into this ideal. For instance, if you, let's say that you just buy a candy bar, or you've ate in a Chinese restaurant, and you've put soy sauce on your brown rice, you have just ingested the new type of genetically modified food ingredients. Tastes good? Yes. They have the excitotoxins, if you will, MSG, other elements, and the food itself now is resistant to certain strands of insects. It even kills the insects, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, if a bug won't eat the grain, I don't think you should be eating it. If a rat won't eat it, I don't think you ought to be eating it. But they don't tell us this, ladies and gentlemen. As much as one-fourth of all the American agricultural land in the United States now, and I'm just using the United States, and this is, the United States is the world leader with Canada, of allowing genetically modified fields to sow grain, controlled by the seed companies who want you to have hybrid seed and not the original seeds. Oh my, what are they doing this for? To take away the balance. To tip the balance in favor of profit. They don't care about your insides, your intestines. as much as they care about their portfolios and their stocks and the bonds that they are, and their silver and their gold. And that's why that death followed those who refused to balance nature and bring nature into perspective. We're now using all kinds of genetically modified genes into the food chain, and it's growing every day, ladies and gentlemen. A candy bar. A simple candy bar. Let's say that you're eating a Snickers. Remember all the peanuts? Remember all of the flour and the sugars and the things that are in the ingredients? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's filled with genetically modified products. Now, for dietary purposes, they do not have to tell you. Now, if you want to know how much sodium is in the product, it's labeled. If you want to know how much trans fat, it's labeled. And the industry is very smart. The things that we are finding out that used to be harmful for us, well, they take that out. But they do not have to tell you that they have converted and raised these genetically modified crops. And in the United States, 70 to 80 million acres were quickly converted to raise these crops at enormous increase in the profits of the large corporations. Oh, my. Well, what are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen, by the unregulated products? We can't find the label saying this food contains death, or this food is not original as our creator, Yahweh, intended it to be. It has been modified by man. Now, do you trust man who is only greedy? The balances, ladies and gentlemen, is tipping in favor of profit rather than for healthful intentions in the food chain. And every day, oh, they're good about wrapping the package up and spraying on additives to enhance its color. Most meat with the hormones, you don't never see that. You don't see the shots that they're giving the cows that they're milking, and you don't know what is inside the milk until you get interested enough to look into these deadly, death followed, remember, death followed the angel of the balances of the interruption of the DNA of the wheat and the barleys, the grains. Now, ladies and gentlemen, fruit has followed an example. Did you know that Yahweh gave instruction on when to eat the fruit from the trees? Very few people follow the laws or the practices of the law, and yet everybody wants to keep the law. And yet most people never bother to go back and to live after the teachings of the law. You're not supposed to eat fruit from a tree that you have brought about on your property until a proper time. There is a time limit that you're to leave the fruit hanging and let it fall naturally to the ground, let it enrich itself in its root system. And so then the balances of nature will provide you a wholesome product at the proper time. And yet man will not let the land rest. And man, in his quest for profit, is turning our food chain into harmful, superficial aspects of nature without fully distributing the essential life force at the center of each cell. They don't care. Hybridization. It makes genetic decisions. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't know once that gene has been spliced into the original product that Yahweh made. How can you improve on Yahweh? Oh, you say, well, man is, you know, he's just grown in leaps and bounds. Oh, sure. He's grown into a sick, degenerate, ignorant, fearful, superstitious idiot. Look at your mental institutions. Look at men and women in their 40s now that don't even know or recognize their mates with Alzheimer's. What's causing all this, ladies and gentlemen? It used to that men and women were cared for outside the nursing homes. They didn't have to go outside for their care. They were cared for by their parents or their children if they become sick. They didn't need Blue Cross, ladies and gentlemen, or they didn't need the Rock of Prudential. They left the Rock, Yahweh, and went to these substitutes. And by this, it violates the consciousness that forms and guides living nature as they have possibly inserted into and crossed into the product a mutant gene that could wreak havoc 10 years down the road. No studies has been done on this. They just know that it's resistant to a certain type of a pesticide or some bug that has been known to destroy crops. Now, the bug won't touch the crop. And ladies and gentlemen, if the bugs and the insects and the birds of the air, if they won't eat the crops, my advice is we should take notice. Did you know that with biotechnology, rose, let's just take a rose, a simple rose. A rose is no longer crossed with just roses. They can be mated with pigs. Oh, my. Yes, that's right. A rose can contain now the gene of a pig. They can do that with tomatoes, with oak trees, with fish, with mules and horses, with butterflies, with worms, with orchids, with snakes. The technology that makes this possible is called biolistics, a gunshot-like violence that pierces the nuclear membrane of the cells, and this essentially violates the consciousness that forms and guides Yahweh's living nature. Also, some compare it to the violent crossing of territorial borders of countries, subduing inhabitants against their will. In other words, this is an invasion of what we call a silent war that goes on in the laboratories to modify food for profit, not for health. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, a great percentage, people that used to barely etch a living out for organic farming, is now raising all of the organic crops that they can raise to sell, and the market is there because people are shying away from the ingredients of the hybrids in opting out in favor of organic farming. Now, what's the problem then, Pastor Buddy? If you've got a choice, let those that want to eat genetically modified food, let them eat it. Well, the problem is that the organic farmers are now becoming susceptible as we talk about the war of genetic pollinization that can alter the life in the soil forever. Meaning that the rains of the runoffs from the fields next door can carry the herbicides or the pollinization of the hybrids into the fields of the natural plants. and plants become susceptible. And now, by this pollinization, that's why, ladies and gentlemen, the bees have mysteriously begun to die off. Genetic modified foods, and a honeybee, you can't fool him. He knows the difference when he's going around to pollinate and cross-pollinate the nature system, and that's what he was created for, by the way. And Yahweh equipped him with a stinger to protect himself so that the bee population, you wouldn't bother it. They also produce valuable honey. But now, with the pollinization of the hibernization of the GMO food, this technology goes directly to the center of every living cell, be it good or bad. And so then, it's pollution. As you know, the old saying is that a rotten apple will spoil the whole barrel. In this case, the GMO products of this biotech century that we live in, it's our way of life. And it's likely that it'll be more fundamentally transformed in the next several decades than in the previous 1,000 years. Tens of thousands of transgenic bacteria, viruses, plants, and animals could be unleashed upon the Earth's ecosystem. Some of these releases, however, could wreak havoc with the planet's biospheres. And we wonder what's wrong with the bees. We wonder where they're going to. We wonder why that nature's protection plan, just like the clean and unclean animals. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that we're not supposed to eat the scavengers that are deemed unclean? And people have wondered for years and years why that the Father put the swine off limits to our ingestion. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with the cloning and the genetic modification, the pig's gene is now appearing in tomatoes and roses and anything else that they think that would enhance their production process to enrich their bank accounts. And so then, if you really want to know, over 200 scientists have signed a statement outlining the dangers of genetically modified foods. And the Union of Concerned Scientists, this is a 1,000-plus member organization with Nobel doctorates involved. They have expressed their reservations, and the prestigious medical journal, Lancet, issued a warning that genetically modified foods should never have been allowed into the food chain. Britain's Medical Association, the equivalent of the American AMA, with over 100,000 physicians, and Germany's with 325,000, issued similar statements in a gathering of political representatives from over 130 nations. Approximately 95% insisted on precautionary approaches to the genetic modified products being introduced into the food chain. So then, ladies and gentlemen, the counterbalance of this industry has employed scientists that have signed a statement in favor of genetically engineered foods. Money buys the souls of men. They'll sell their soul for a piece of genetically modified bread. Oh, my. And give it to their own children because they get to move uptown in a much fancier home or drive a fancier car or have their 401k enhanced through selling out and lying for the industry. Ladies and gentlemen, the FDA, even within the FDA, prominent scientists have repeatedly expressed profound fears and reservations. Their voices were muted for scientific reasons, not for scientific reasons, but due to political pressures from the administration to give rise to the biotech industry. Oh my. Man, what's going on here? Well, mutations may not be able to travel internally to other cells. Tissue systems and organs throughout the human body may not be able to understand, since it's made to adjust to the foods of natural origin, not the foods of unnatural. And what that means is, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know the health hazards coming up or the domino effect of internal and external genetic pollution can make on our bodies. And yet, we go down and get a loaf of bread, or we get a loaf of barley, or a sack of flour, wheat flour, or barley flour, or whatever grain that we're getting. And ladies and gentlemen, as it says here in the book of Revelation chapter 6, a pair of balances and a measure of wheat for a penny. Oh, my. Cheap flour. But it has been genetically modified. No wonder. They can grow on less ground. More production can be earned from genetically modified foods. It can be more resistant. You don't have to spray as many chemicals on it. And so then the argument is, well, the agricultural industry has been helped enormously by the wisdom of the scientists in the lab. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the uniformity of plants, when allowed a single fungus to spread and within 4 months to destroy crops in 581 countries and 28 states in the U.S., according to Jay Browning of Iowa State University. Such an extensive acreage of plants is like a tender, dry prairie waiting for a spark to ignite it. Nah, it's unnatural to modify the products. It becomes a byproduct of deadening nature's creative its ability through the wisdom of Yahweh. It deadens nature's creativity in an attempt to grasp absolute control. And what ultimately can yield wholesale disaster, and the Europeans seem more sensitive than Americans to such approaches, and they are asking the United States to be careful in their all-out push for genetically modified production. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a problem with these processed foods. Certain biotech companies, for instance, quickly moved after that they were given these mandates to increase the genetic modified production, that they have gained a near monopoly over certain commodities, especially, now listen to me, soy, corn, and cotton used in processed foods, via cottonseed oil. As a result, nearly two-thirds of such processed foods showed some genetically modified ingredient. And yet again, without labeling, ladies and gentlemen, you will not read the genetic modification on the side of the product. It's not there. It don't have to be. And the United States has resisted all efforts to have it posted. Now, what about 10 years when these scientists that didn't know the results, the horrendous possibility? Ladies and gentlemen, I am saying that the hospitals are full of people right now. Have you ever seen so many people with respiratory illnesses? Can't breathe? Have you ever seen so many people that's allergic to everything and to anything? Some of them have to stay inside in filtered, air-filtered rooms. Some people have to live in cells of a complete controlled anti-pollution chambers because they can't stand to breathe the pollen. Oh my, it's getting bad. And it's simply because, I believe, that we are in a time of trouble and we need a revival, ladies and gentlemen. We need a revival. And this revival needs to come quickly. Well, we'll pause right here and we'll see what Brother Ray has got on the revival chart. Listen as we take a break.
Every summer, down to Mississippi, to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed it down in an old shoebox, punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell, but the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran apart, heaven's coveralls, hard leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yeah! The day the squirrel went berserk. In the first upright church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. Yeah, it was a fight for survival, but that goat got in the Bible. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Well, Harv hit the aisles, dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his breeches leg, unobserved, to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who's been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. You should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters across her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made lamps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess the sins that would make a sailor blood for shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went to surf in the first St. Pat's church, in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival. Got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has brought to this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. And the day the squirrel went to surf in the first Baptist church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in the Bible. They were jumping pews and shouting.
Ladies and gentlemen, the squirrel went berserk, and there's going to be a lot more of the squirrels going berserk if we don't straighten up. and do our duty as men of the faith to make sure that these harmful effects that we're feeling, ladies and gentlemen, through genetically modified hazards. I'm telling you, the industry that claims that genetic modified foods are the equivalent of ordinary foods do not have to require any labeling. It offers an informative list of at least 50 hazards, problems, and dangers. There is also a deeper philosophical reason on how the good science of biotechnology can turn out to be death that follows the black horse. Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. Lethal implications are coming to our health. DNA technology faces our society with problems unprecedented, not only in the history of science, but of life on Earth. It places in human hands the capacity to redesign living organisms. Now listen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, no wonder that we can't adapt to the sudden change of the food chain. Oh yeah, they put the enhancers in, the MSG. Well, you say, well, I eat down at the Chinese restaurant where they don't put none of that MSG in there, and it's right there on the menu. Glory to God. Have you ever asked them if the rice is genetically modified? Well, I say, no, I didn't really think about that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the intervention must not be confused with previous intrusions upon the natural order of living organisms, animal and plant breeding. All of the earlier procedures worked within a single or closely related species. Our morality up to now has been to go ahead without restriction to learn all we can about how to change nature. Restructuring nature was not part of God's ideal of the balance. And I want you to know that there's going to be epidemics of diseases so dangerous, the potential, ladies and gentlemen, is that we could breed new animals and new plant diseases, new sources of cancer, and epidemics on an unparalleled scale, according to Dr. George Wall of Higgins, professor of biology in Harvard University. Recorded deaths from genetically modified foods starting in 1989, dozens of Americans died, and several thousand were affected and impaired by genetically altered version of the food supplement L-tryptophan. A settlement of $2 billion was paid by Showa Denko, Japan's third largest chemical company, in 1994, near deaths from allergic reactions from Brazilian nut genes that were spliced into soybeans by a company called a Pioneer Hybrid. Some individuals, however, are so allergic to this nut that they go into shock, similar to a bee sting reaction. And by the way, scientists are now looking at the reaction from the bee stings as probably affecting what the bee himself is eating as he visits these genetically altered plants and then passes it on through the poison in his stinger. Oh my. Cancer. Degenerate elements increasing. Heart trouble. DNA fragments. If you was to look at some of the intestines of human beings under a microscope, A number of autoimmune diseases are enhanced by foreign DNA fragments that are not fully digested in the human stomach and the intestines. DNA fragments are absorbed into the bloodstream, potentially mixing with normal DNA. The genetic consequences are unpredictable, and unexpected gene fragments have shown up in the genetically modified soy crops in recent years. Oh, my. Oh, you know, those Seventh-day Adventists that are on the soy, they need all of that, right? Ladies and gentlemen, viral and bacterial illnesses are on the increase. If you don't believe this, if you think that we are a healthier nation, you haven't been to your local hospital. If you visit your local hospital, and I'm sure that it's got a waiting list to admit people in the wintertime when all these illnesses increase, and I want to vaccinate your children and you, the elder, ladies and gentlemen, you should run. And I've talked about the antibiotic threat, veal milk, cows injected with RBH or BGH have a much higher level of utter infections and require more antibiotics. This leaves unacceptable levels of antibiotic residue in the milk. Have you a glass of milk? And have you a nice white mustache? Oh, my. The body needs milk. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that pasteurized milk, when it's pasteurized from the cow and fed right back to the newborn calf, it should be healthy, right? It kills the calf instantly. The calf dies as a result of the pasteurization of the milk from its very mother. And yet, you can see how fearfully and wonderfully humans who are able to tolerate even eating the intestines of a pig and wiping their mouth as they barbecue their pesticide and their BGH levels of antibiotics in the meat, the hormones. Ladies and gentlemen, plants have genetic implantation. They use a marker to track where the gene goes into the cell. The genetically modified maize plants use an ampicillin-resistant gene. In 1998, the British Royal Society called for its banning. To ban this marker as it threatens a vital antibiotic use. Resistant qualities of GM bacteria in food can be transferred to other bacteria in the environment and throughout the human body. Resurgence of infectious diseases. The Microbial Ecology and Health and Disease Journal reported in 1998 that gene technology may be implemented or implicated in the resurgence of infectious diseases. This occurs in multiple ways. There is a growing resistance to antibiotics misused in bioengineering. Remember that antibiotics used to work against basic diseases such as TB. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't work. The doctors are wondering why. It's because of the body's ingestion of all of these known carcinogens that are involved in the meat supply and in the grain supply and in the drinks. Most of America drinks 5 to 6 cans of soda a day. That's the average consumption per person. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that we eat tons of sugar per year per person? Tons. It's ridiculous. Did you know that one can of soda, an 8-ounce can contain as much as 10 tablespoons of sugar. And this sugar now is genetically modified. The cane sugar that we have and the white sugar, which is what I call white poison death, ladies and gentlemen, and they have a lot of information about what sugar. And now, do you know, see, Satan's very crafty. He's gone from the white sugar to the corn syrup. Oh, my, well, you see corn syrup in there, and you know it's not as bad as refined white sugar, right? Oh, wrong. Genetically modified engineered plants increase the levels of known naturally occurring toxins, and the appearance of this has not been previously identified until now. The increased capacity of concentrations of toxic substance from the environment, such as pesticides or heavy metals, and undesirable alterations in the level of nutrients may escape the breeder's attention unless genetically engineered plants are evaluated specifically for these changes. Other scientists within the FDA echoed this view, and in contrast to the agency's official position. For example, James Marjansky, manager of the FDA's biotechnology working group, warned that there was a lack of consensus among the FDA scientists as to the so-called sameness of genetically modified foods. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just not going to have time to even get down to the first reason that you shouldn't eat genetically modified foods. And I've got 50 here just on a short list. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you that genetic engineering, as it is being justified as a human technology, one that feeds more people with better food, nothing could be further from the truth. Because you cannot improve on the Creator's creation. Nothing could be farther from the truth, with very few exceptions. The whole point of genetic engineering is to increase sales of chemicals and bioengineered products that has made farmers dependent in trying to produce and maintain a competitive crop that he can introduce to the table of America. 70 to 80 million people do not realize that they are eating genetically modified food on a regular basis. Now, if they did, they would probably prefer not to consume genetically modified food given the choice or understanding the basis of how the food was modified. The more people learn about the genetic modified food industry, the less they can trust them. And 94% of Americans would like to have the genetically modified foods labeled. Because GM foods are not labeled, it is nearly impossible for consumers to avoid eating them. And next Sunday night, Yahweh willing, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you the reasons or some of the food things that we have that produce these genetically altered ingredients into the food chain. For instance, like I said, you just drink a can of Coke, one of your favorite beverages, in place of good natural water, which is, by the way, getting hard to get yourself. Because, you see, municipal systems are modifying the water. They're changing the structure. That's why that ozonated and reverse osmosis and things of this nature. And people are drinking bottled water by the billions of gallons. And you know why? They think it's safer than the tap water that they drink. But did you know the reality? It comes right out, most of it comes right out of the very tap that they avoid. And so they go out and pay a buck for a gallon of water or better and drink the same thing that they're getting out of the faucet at their home or in some cases worse. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Shepherd's Calling, Pastor Buddy. I've really enjoyed being with you tonight. I'd like for you to call my good friend Dr. Gary down in the great state of Louisiana, 1-877-289-7439. If you'd like Miracle 2 products, a great list of products Dr. Gary carries, and Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, one of the best products on the market. You really need it in your home. And if you'd like to call my good friend, Brother Paul, about StemTech, he's also got a hair tonic that will, he's tested himself on himself, and he's getting good results with this product. So if you'd like to call Brother Paul and talk to him about that product, you can contact Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. If you'd like to write Pastor Buddy tonight and have this series when I get through, I'm going to go in depth and show you the dangers of foods and basically where they're located in your grocery shelf. And so you need to avoid these foods, ladies and gentlemen. And you say, if it looks good, it must be good. That's not true. They can enhance the taste of it, modify it, and produce it cheaper through the genetic modified system and get it to your table in time for Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, Santa Claus is coming, but he might be carrying a bag of tricks. So you better watch what you put on your table in respect to what you're eating and what you're drinking and what you're consuming. It is very important for you and your good health. If you're like fibromyalgia, ladies and gentlemen, oh my, I can't stop. I've got to get out of here. You can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824 at Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me tonight. I'm live on the 25th right here, ladies and gentlemen, with the Shepherd's Call. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to be in Dixie with Pastor Buddy tonight, call me up.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of God. Old towns are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Singing, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away, in Dixieland. I'll take my stand to heal my dying Dixie.
Oh, Dixieland.